A bar of soap destroyed everything I thought I knew about content creation. I mostly avoid doom scrolling on social media because I always end up yelling, "How does this have so many views? This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I don't understand how this is what goes viral. It just doesn't make sense to me." And I'd be surprised if you as a creator haven't experienced a similar thing. You know, because what can be more disheartening than pouring your heart into something, some piece of content or a variety of content, and feeling like this is amazing, this is going to change the world. You show up consistently, you follow the instructions, everything. You do everything right. You shared years of knowledge that it took you, you know, your whole life to curate. You put money into it and then just you get two views. While the dumbest stuff on social media is what gets a ton of views. I scroll whenever I am on there. If I see something like this, I just immediately flick it off. It's like approaching someone like, "Hey, excuse me, sir." And it's, or a guy talking to a girl and it's obviously fake. It's like, it's so fake. But in the comments, people are talking like it's real. Like people don't even know that it's fake. It's infuriating. Anyway, so with all that in mind, I was both annoyed and intrigued recently because I had uploaded what I will call my stupidest video of all time, and it smashed the view count of anything else that I had poured my years of experience into. All the other stuff I had been posting and posting consistently, showing up, trying to make a go of it. Nothing even came close to this one video that was so dumb that I'm embarrassed to tell you about it. But the only reason that I did it was because I'm in this phase of experimenting to try to understand all this stuff and content creation better. So it was that day that I realized I'd been thinking about social media all wrong. And it was that little bit of success that got me hooked wanting to learn more about this. This is Profits Through Podcasting. I'm your host, Joel Oliver. Now, if you're wondering why we're talking about something that's not directly related to podcasting, well, you can go back and check out the last episode where I gave a rundown of the new strategy, how we got here, that sort of thing. But podcasting, short form content, social media, the lines are all blurred these days and all like one and the same, if you ask me. It's all important. We need to know and understand all of it. You need to be doing all of it. And there's nobody in business, essentially. Maybe there's one person out there, but you know, everyone can benefit from this type of stuff these days, podcasting, short form content, whatever. So it's all important. And that's why we're going to be branching out a bit more here in terms of what we talk about. So let me tell you this story. We have been experimenting, as I said, and it's not just with East Coast Studio. I've got my own other thing as well. I make music. So that and some other things, we have more outlets to experiment on with social media content. So I don't just have the East Coast Studio stuff to experiment with. There's more. And I've been trying these goofy things like this video I'm going to tell you about. I wouldn't post on East Coast Studio's Instagram, but in one of these other ones, I can. So as I explained last episode, I declared like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to understand more about content that hooks, content that gets views, not necessarily virality, but gets views with the people that we want. We're going to understand this better. And if you know anything about how the algorithm works, I'll give you a quick recap of how that is. It's like you post something, it usually will show it to a small audience. And then depending on the results from that audience, it will either show it to more or less. And you probably experience this, like it'll just get stuck at the same number, like everything's stuck at 100 views, or maybe it hits the next level of like 1,000 on YouTube Shorts or whatever. There's different ones for different platforms, but it tests it out. If your content passes by a certain number of metrics, it will keep going and going. If it doesn't, it will just get buried and will get forgotten about. That's why like on TikTok, you really notice this after the initial view period, it doesn't really get any more views. It's like they gave it a chance and if it succeeds, fine. If not, it's just done. It'll go to 300 and that's it. No more. So I started analyzing more of what goes viral and how, and at least what gets views, let's say, not necessarily viral, but how do we get views and what are the metrics there? You know, what are they actually measuring behind the scenes that make it a reel that gets shown to more people or not? And I don't know if we can make a viral reel tomorrow. Maybe we could if we really understood and applied everything perfectly, but we can at least apply the techniques with an understanding of what goes on here. The techniques that we know that should work or should nudge your content in the right direction and help you get consistently higher reach, help you get more data of what your audience likes and what they don't and what seems to be working. It's not necessarily about the things that most of us wish, I guess, is what I'm getting at here. So I was stuck in this frustration of thinking nobody really cares about the content that I'm posting. But ultimately, it's that it wasn't packaged in the right way or in a compelling way. It's not like what you or I are saying is not useful, but if it's not put in the right type of packaging, then it's not going to hook people. It's not going to get the algorithm to do what it needs, and it's just going to disappear. Because like if they swipe away in the first 5 seconds, if you don't hook them then, it's done. So maybe what you had to say in the last 30 seconds was amazing, life-changing, but no one knew because the first 5 seconds was crap. This is how we have to think about things. People don't have the attention spans that they had years ago. There's too much information. There's so much out there. We need to understand this and not be afraid to say, okay, if I'm going to play this game, here's what we got to do. We got to make a hook. I got to show up. Like whatever it is, we need to hook. That's step one. So anyway, let me get back to the title of the episode about the soap. I've got some of my own things going on, so I had the liberty to mess around a bit and testing to see what can we get views with, what does work. Posting completely dumb stuff at times. So lo and behold, I upload this video with just, I'm shocked watching it, like refreshing. Wow, that's really going up fast. The view count is going insane. How high is it going to go? It blasts through 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, hits 10,000 finally within a matter of days. And I had never seen anything that I posted do that before. So you're probably wondering, what was it? What's a soap thing? I'm at this hotel and, you know, a normal sink in your hotel bathroom, it's got a bit of a ledge on it or a soap dish where you would lay your soap. Because you, first of all, let me put this out there. It's very controversial. I am not a bar of soap kind of guy. Once the dispenser came along, totally on board with that. You don't need to be sharing the same bar of soap. It gets all mushy. You got to lay it on the counter. Then it's getting water everywhere, which leads to what I'm saying here. So anyway, I would not choose to use a bar of soap most of the time, but hotels often give them to you. And normally there's a place to lay the soap, either on the ledge of the sink, you know, it's got a little place for the soap, or a soap dish on the counter. You don't just take the wet bar of soap and flick it on the counter. It's just not right. But at this particular hotel, they give you the bar of soap, but the sink, it's off the counter, like it's kind of like a bowl shape. So the edges are all high and it's got no ledge. So I make this little video of me trying to lay the soap on the ledge and it just keeps sliding back down to where the drain is. There's nowhere to lay the soap. There's no soap dish. I don't want to lay it on the counter. That seems insane to lay it just down out of view, out of reach on the counter. So I had this little video of that, just a few times of me trying to place the soap and it slides back down. I put a caption on it. What are you supposed to do with the soap? I put that on whatever it was, YouTube, I guess, is where it saw the most success. Throw it on YouTube. And just, it takes off. Whoa, I cracked the code somewhat here. There's something about this that people like watching that makes them watch it over and over again. Getting engagements as well, because they were commenting, oh, you need a soap dish, you moron. It was kind of rage bait as well. But I just learned that day that having seen this surpass any of the content, I've spent like an entire day filming and editing and posting a reel that really came from a place of vulnerability. And it just gets 500 views. No one really cares. They post this stupid soap thing and that's what breaks through. Okay, so that's when I realized that I had to come to terms with, it's not about the time you invest necessarily. Yes, making quality content and putting time into it is important, but that's not everything. Just because you made it and felt it doesn't mean that it's going to go viral or get views. Maybe just because the hook is wrong or something else. There's a whole bunch of things that we need to think about. But okay, thinking in this way of like, I'm going to really put a lot of effort into this and it's going to be great. That doesn't mean that the content's going to get a lot of views, nor does it mean that it's bad. So don't take it personally, but we have to take a different approach when we look at social media and the type of content that we put out there. People want that dopamine hit, or they at least want to be hooked. They want a payoff. They want some value, whatever it is. I'm not going to get into the specifics here. Just suffice it to say that it's probably not the way you've been thinking about it. Surely that was the case for me. Let's talk about how this will apply to us. I say that, you know, on our side, but you as well as a content creator. If you are listening to this show, I assume you're going to be some type of content creator, most likely a podcaster, and I presume have a business as well, or you're trying to generate revenue through the podcast or with something. So we've got to address this question, like, how does this whole soap thing apply to our businesses and our content? Because the elephant in the room here is, sure, I can put up some stupid video, it gets 10,000 views, but is that an audience that we can monetize? And more importantly, how do we do that consistently? I don't know what the next soap video is for me. I don't know how to go out and make another video like that. I have a bit of an idea of getting in that direction. I think probably having that caption on screen, that right combination of rage bait and humor, you know, there's a few elements there that we mix together to get something. So I have an idea there, but that's not what, for example, East Coast Studio is based off. I can't post that video and get a single podcasting client from that, nor can I replicate that easily. So we need to find the strategy, the consistency to apply to our business to actually make this work. Because you can go and you can post stuff like that consistently, but if the audience is just people casually browsing TikTok, why do they care? They're not going to come buy anything from you. Like, you've got to establish a brand. So there's a whole other side to this. And so I want to acknowledge that just getting 10,000 views on something dumb is not a business model. Okay. That's not what's going to help our businesses here. It's just what lessons we can take from it. We don't want to be building on a foundation of sand. We've got to build on something solid, consistent, valuable, quality content. So I think one of the biggest lessons to take away here is that what we believe valuable content is, it is not necessarily what the algorithm reacts to. So like I said, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that we've got to package it in that way that will show people up front that it's something that's worth their time to watch and then deliver on that and then do it consistently over time. You're not going to grow overnight. You do have to show up consistently with quality, valuable content, but it's going to be over time. But you've got to understand what needs to be present for the content to actually work and grow and reach people. Okay, so attention has rules. Let's put it that way. You don't want to chase cheap views, but you don't want to just be uploading week after week, month after month, year after year, same strategy, not optimizing, not looking at the data, not checking out what's trending in your niche and making tweaks. You can't just keep going on forever and expecting the results to change. And, you know, as I kind of talked about last episode, that's what I feel like I've been doing. Maybe next year it'll work. No, that's not right. You can't just keep waiting for things to show up. You've got to learn and make the adjustments. Take the thing that you actually care about, your knowledge, your stories, your business, your message, package it in a way that is going to make a difference and get out there, reach people, and allow you to do more of what you love. So I think that's a good takeaway from this episode. What I want you to do this week as a challenge is look at your own content. So your podcast, your short form clips, your hooks, your intros, however you're posting content, look at it, analyze it, listen to it, and think, really, would this make me stop scrolling? Or would this podcast intro hook me into keeping this on for the next 20 or 30 minutes? If you don't think so after reviewing the content, you've got work to do, okay? Because I've seen a lot of people fall into this trap, just posting these clips of just, here's 30 seconds from my show of something that's kind of interesting, but not really engaging, doesn't hook. It just does nothing. And so if you're posting content like that, or you're making content like that, or you've got AI churning out 50 clips just to get them out there, and it's got no structure or hook or anything like that, like, what do you expect it to do? Okay. So really take a serious look at that this week, at your content, and decide if you've been getting the results that you want, if you really think that it's engaging content, and if not, you're ready to make a change and try something new and put forth that effort into making this work, then perhaps it's time for us to have a conversation, because that's what we are going to help you with. Okay. So thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Hey, before you go, your podcast should be doing more than just existing. If you are publishing episodes but not seeing the attention or client opportunities you expected, we will help you find the gaps. Book a podcast opportunity call today to see if your show is a fit for our podcast growth diagnostic. Link is in the show notes.